Welcome to the Next Level Social Podcast. I'm your host, Ayla Sorachuk, and my purpose is to help female entrepreneurs create businesses and brands through social media and online marketing so they can start to attract their ideal client and start generating the leads, the sales, and the income that they deserve. If you're ready to take your business to the next level and start showing up online like the unstoppable entrepreneur that you are, then this is the perfect place for you. Let's get social. Hello, my love, and welcome back to a new episode of the Next Level Social Podcast. I am your host, Ayla, and I am so excited to have you here, either tuning in wherever you listen to your podcasts, or maybe you're on video here with me. We are uploading this to both YouTube and Spotify, where you can see me on the podcast, which is so freaking cool. And I'm just so happy to be consistently back here making YouTube and Spotify video podcast episodes because I truly find them so much fun. How are you? How is it going? I hope you're having a beautiful day, a beautiful week. Please reach out to me on social and give me an update. I always love hearing from you and knowing who's tuning into the episode. It means so much to me. And with that being said, don't forget to subscribe and comment, share, like, you know, do whatever you got to do to help the podcast. It means so much to me, and it genuinely helps me so I can continue just to keep showing up for you and pouring content into you and just being here for you. So without further ado, today I'm gonna bring you a short and sweet, really to the point episode, because I was doing a lot of reflecting this last week and there has just been so much happening in my world. Lots of highs, some lows, some in-betweens, and just lots of different things happening. And I feel like there has been some pivotal business and life lessons that I've learned. I would say specifically end of December and January. Right now we're as I record the episode and here on YouTube, it's February 2024. And so there's just been a lot of lessons. Things have just been happening. And so I was writing down. I'm like, whenever I feel like there's a lot going on, I want to write it down in my journal, in my notes. If nothing else, for sure. And first and foremost, I do it for myself. And I'm like, I feel like other people can relate. And I wish that I would have known some of these lessons as I'm learning them here. So I'm just going to kind of riff off these lessons. I have a list here of about 10, so I'm not going to even dive too much into them, but I hope that you can take these with a grain of salt as well and add them into your repertoire and maybe find them even relatable, because I think we all go through a lot of the same crap in life, whether it be good or bad. And so I just want to share some of the lessons that I've experienced in business and life with you over the last 30, 60 days. So that's what we're going to dive into. Short, sweet, to the point. So first lesson and kind of mantra, I guess, that I've been telling myself is you are so much stronger and powerful than you think or even realize. This is something that, again, I've been tested lately a lot and something that I have to continuously remind myself of. There's been a few things that have happened where I've had some tough days and some tough moments and some incidences that have happened that have, you know, brought me down and tested me. And so I keep reminding myself, because I keep overcoming them and I keep putting one foot, you know, in front of the other, and there's always a new day, and I just keep conquering these moments. And I realize truly how strong I am. And so I want you to tell yourself the same thing and realize how strong and powerful and capable you are. And I think especially as women, especially as female entrepreneurs and as women running businesses, we're stronger than we realize, and we're more capable than I think that we realize. So this is me reminding you and myself that, girl, you're stronger than you realize, and you have a lot on your plate and your shoulders, but you're doing it, and I'm proud of you, and I see you, and I see me. So that's lesson number one. Lesson number two, oof, this one was tough. This one is tough. This one's gonna feel tough for you, but again, I'm sure you can rate, is not everyone is rooting for you. Ooh. Tough one. Tough pill to swallow, for sure. Me, people pleasing is definitely something that has been embedded in my character since the day I can remember. And it's something that as I grow my business and my brand and put myself out there and start to, you know, really expand and get some successes and some wins here and there, I realize that not everyone is rooting for me. And that's okay. And that's okay for you too. And I'm continuously reminded to keep my circle small. And it's a hard lesson to learn. And I've had to learn, you know, in the last decade specifically, a lot of different times. And it sucks and it hurts and it doesn't feel great in the moment. But it also is a reminder to me that not everyone needs to be, not everyone needs to like you and not everyone needs to like me. And not everyone is going to be loyal to me the way that I am to them. And so I have to keep my circle small and I have to place my focus and you have to place your focus on and your energy on the ones that have your back and the ones who love you for you. And right now, I'm sure there are people that are coming into your brain that maybe less don't energize you and maybe don't feel like they have your back. But then on the flip side, the positive, which I always love to bring in, is I know that you're thinking of someone or maybe a couple people. If you're lucky to have, you know, two or three of these people that I'm thinking of right now, then you're really lucky. And I'm really lucky too, that love you and genuinely root for you. Place your focus and your energy on them because they are your people. And so that for sure has been a lesson that I've had to learn as of late that I'm continuously reminded of. So I wanted to remind you too, because I think that, again, we can probably all relate to this in relationships, whether they're friendships or, you know, romantic relationships, whether it's clients or customers or your teammates or team members, whatever it looks like. I'm sure you could probably relate. At least this has been the vibe in my world lately. All right, number three, this one, this one has been freaky for me lately. I'm not even going to lie, is trust your freaking gut and your intuition. It is truly guiding you, Ayla. I literally have that written here. You are really more connected to something bigger than you even realize, and you prove it to yourself time and time again. This was right after I had a conversation with my sister-in-law. I had been telling her, I mean, I tell her almost everything all the time, but I always tell her when my intuition is speaking to me. And lately I've been doing it a lot. And she literally messaged me. She's like, you have to do something with this. And she's always telling me I have to do something with something because she's a true visionary. But she really was like, you need to like do something with intuition. She's like, your intuition is on the next level right now with things that you can predict, the things that you foresee. And it's true. And I think that as women, we all have this ability. I just think that we suppress our intuition and our gut feelings and we hide it because we feel like we're crazy or, you know, it doesn't make sense. And oftentimes the gut and intuition doesn't make sense. That's why it's called your intuition. It's magic and it's something that we're born with, but again, I think is suppressed. But for me, I have been really leaning into listening to my gut and my intuition when it talks to me. And for me, and I don't know what if this is how you relate, it's something that I actually can feel in my body. I can feel it in my throat chakra. I can literally feel it in my stomach. It kind of feels like butterflies, you know, when you're nervous or excited or maybe anxious about something. That to me is how it physically feels. And then my mind will start to tell me things and it'll say like, you know, so-and-so is going to back out of this situation or so-and-so is, you know, feeling away because of this. And normally what I used to do is be like, oh, Ayla, no, you're being paranoid or you're making assumptions you know nothing about. But lately I've been saying, no, that's right. My gut is telling me that and it's right. And I'll even do this. I've been practicing as well to try to enhance it a little bit more with little things like, for example, driving. So I don't know about you, but I'm very reliant on Google Maps. I don't even know life before Google Maps. And I feel sometimes that I'm so reliant that even if I've done a drive somewhere many times, I am still not sure how to get there because I'm so dependent on Google Maps. So lately, I have been trying to lean into my gut and my intuition when I'm driving somewhere and really letting my feels guide me. And I know it sounds so weird, but it's been working. And I've been able to get places that I've been before or that I've never been before based on just intuitively letting myself guide myself. So this is your reminder and a reminder to you. And it's a reminder to me is that we are powerfully intuitive beings. And if your spidey senses, if that voice in your head, if that visceral gut feeling is speaking to you about something, I know it's going to look different all the time for everyone, listen to it. I'm telling you, listen to it. It's for a reason. You're right. You're not crazy. You're probably spot on. You're probably so right that it's freaky deaky. And that's the magic, baby. So that is another lesson. Whew, I have proven it to myself an abundant amount of times over the last 60 days. And so I will never look back, and my gut to me will always come first when I'm trying to make a decision about absolutely anything. All right, another one. I don't know if I'm going to have time to get through all of these because I wanted it to be short and sweet. My husband, who is filming and editing this, is going to be like, you always say they're going to be 20 minutes and then they end up being freaking 30 to 40 minutes, but YOLO. Okay, so number four lesson, and this is a lesson that I'm always reminded, and I probably you would be reminded too, because it's something that I think that it's continuous, I don't want to say battle, because it's not a battle for me, but anyways, I'll just tell you what it is and we'll talk about it. So never stop working on your health and wellness. You are your strongest, most vibrant self when you are moving daily and nourishing yourself inside and out. So this I wrote down, I remember, I think it was about after a week I took off from working out. I was, you know, just not feeling my best. I was tired more than usual. I honestly was just feeling like not moving, and I was eating like crap. And for me, I find that when I take a couple of days off from working out, and if I have like one day of like not eating the best or nourishing myself, I can kind of spiral sometimes in different seasons. And then it's like, before you know it, I have 5 days of not working out, and then 5 days of like going out and eating and not feeling, not doing things that I know I need to do. And so this, I wrote this down in my notes on my phone after a week of that, and then it was my first day back at the gym and my first day of like my routine, which is drinking lots of water, having a Green Glow drink in the morning, a smoothie, a healthy meal. And the difference in everything to me shifts so drastically. I wrote this down and I was like, girl, you know better. You know what you need to do for optimal success and for your peakness in business and in life. And it's moving your body and nourishing yourself. And this is just for me, but I think genuinely moving our bodies, and that doesn't mean like doing a high intensity interval training with like all the weights and all the things. This can be any type of movement. And this is any type of movement for me, whether that's a Pilates, a yoga, a walk outside, whether it is a HIIT interval exercise or you join a class. It looks different for everyone, but we need to be moving our bodies. I don't care what we say or who you are, what you've been told. We need to make our hearts stronger, get our blood flowing, you know, get that dopamine hits and the adrenaline and the endorphins all going. Like, it is part of us physically. And I know for me, when I do that, and then when I also combine that with really nourishing myself from the inside out, I do the best in everything, especially business. And so that was a lesson for me, is just, girl, don't stop doing those things. Don't stop doing the things that you know you need. And that might look different for you, but we all know what we need. We all know when we're feeling our best. And so continuing to, you know, put ourselves at the top of our to-do list. And I know we don't have time and we got kids and all the things, and I get it. But right now, I have been working out for home because I was feeling like my time was being sucked. By the time I was, you know, in the summer, I was going to Orange Theory and going to the gym. And by the time I got ready, got out the door, was there 15 minutes early to get the treadmill that I wanted, did the actual hour workout, got home, showered, it was taking up almost 2 hours of my day. And that was starting to cause me stress. And that was starting to, you know, make me not want to do it as much. And so I was like, you know what, I'm going to work out from home because that's what's working for me. And so lately, I've just been doing like 30, 40 minute quick workouts at home. I get out from bed, I have my workout stuff right at the end of my bed ready for me. So there ain't no excuses. I do my thing and then it's done. And I'm like worked out, done within an hour. There's no excuse. So there's no excuse for you. There's no excuse for me. So make sure you're moving your body. Okay. The next lesson that I have here, which is definitely something that I've been even telling myself in real time now as I'm getting ready for something exciting like this, which is launch it. Whatever it is, a course, a mastermind, a podcast, a product, a retreat, whatever it is that might be coming up for you right now that's been on your heart, just try and do it. You will never know if you don't try, and you're going to learn so much more but by actually just putting it out there than you would waiting and second guessing and questioning every single move that you've made. So whatever it is. And this is also something, like I said, I have something really exciting. By the time this episode airs, I might have actually launched it. We'll see. But when I'm recording this right now in real time, there's something that I have been wanting to launch for a while, but I've been nervous and I've been scared because it's a new level. And it's a new level of entrepreneur that I'm calling in. And that's scary for me. It's different, right? I've been status quoing for a little bit. And so I'm ready to shake it up. So this was for me, just launch it. Just do it. What are you waiting for, A? Like, stop holding yourself back. If no one signs up, if no one joins, then no one joins. It means nothing about you, but you're gonna definitely, it'll mean something about you if you don't try at all and you don't learn what worked and what didn't and you don't put yourself out there and you don't get uncomfortable and you don't grow. That for sure is gonna mean something about you. So for you, if there's something on your heart, like I said, whatever it is, launch it. You won't regret it. All right, next lesson from the last 60 days, put yourself in rooms that scare you. You are worthy of being there. So this came up for me a couple times over the last 60 days. It came up for a lot. We hosted a retreat, and this retreat was, you know, a higher level entrepreneur retreat. It was an investment, and it came up for a lot of the women that were there because I know that a lot of them were nervous to come. They were nervous to invest. They didn't know what to expect, but they did it anyways. And the outcome of that was massive. So many of them grew in ways that they never even realized that could be possible. They elevated their businesses, their content, their networks, their relationships. But it was scary. It was so scary for them to get to, you know, before. So that was one way it's come up for me. And then another way it's come up for me, not just with my own clients, but also for myself. I'm ready to personally invest in a new mentor right now. And there's a couple that I've been in conversations with that I've been watching for a while. And, you know, the investment is quite significant, much more than what I'm charging. But I'm ready for that because that's the level that I'm ready to go to. And I know that if I'm going to create a space where women are coming to me at this level, I know that I can't be a hypocrite, and I also have to get in the rooms and the spaces of the women that I want to be like. And we all have different levels and we all should be striving them. So this is me saying, put yourself in rooms that scare you, and you're worthy of being there. And doesn't matter what room this is, we all sometimes, you know, feel unworthy and feel scared and nervous and like, who are we to be in that mastermind? Who are we to join that networking event? Who are we to, you know, do whatever it is? But I'm here to tell you, for you and for me, you're worthy of being there, but you got to do it because you'll grow and you'll expand and your business and your life will be so much freaking better for it. Another piece that kind of piggybacks off of this, coming back to the retreat, lots of lessons for the retreat, by the way, and I did an entire recap on our retreat, the planning and then the execution a few weeks ago, so I'll leave the links to those episodes in the show notes for you to check out, because I dive into a lot of the lessons and a lot of, you know, the learnings that we learned during those retreats. But this was another lesson that came from the retreat, but still applies. And I'm taking it for the rest of the year into my business and life. And I hope you can too, which is, there is so much power being in person with those that you desire to work with. There is a different feeling with this level of interaction that can't be untouched. And I think for me and a lot of the people that I work with, when the pandemic happened, a lot of us, you know, we no longer could be in person for a really long time, and Zoom came into life, and, you know, working remotely came to fruition, which is a beautiful thing for so many people. I actually have always worked from home for the last 10 years, so it didn't affect me too much, but I know that it drastically affected so many businesses and so many people. And during that time, we got so used and normalized, you know, virtuality and working online and Zoom, and it can be amazing. And it is amazing. My whole business is ran online and I'm very thankful. It gives such freedom and flexibility for me and for so many others to work remotely. But what I want to remember and remind myself, and a lesson, is that yes, working remotely and virtually is beautiful and impactful, but don't forget to still meet people in real life. Don't forget to go to the retreat or host the retreat. Don't forget to go to or host the networking event or meet someone in person for coffee. There's so much power in connecting with the people that we desire to work with and the people that we desire to have in our lives by looking them directly in the eye and giving them a hug, shaking their hand, embracing them. You get, there's nothing untouched. Like I said, there is nothing more untouched than in person. So still making sure that I and you implement that aspect into how we build relationships with people that we desire to build relationships with. All right. Okay, a couple more. There's a few more here, and then I'm going to try to wrap it up and keep I keep this one short and sweet. I am trying. I promise. In order to level up, you need to heal what's going on inside. So this one is definitely a New Year's resolution, if you will, for me, is really starting to invest more so in the healing side of personal development. A month or so ago, I went to a really beautiful breathwork session with, it dabbled into hypnotherapy, and it was so powerful. So much came up. And this year, I plan on doing a lot more breathwork and meditation, and I want to go to retreats and do a lot more of work for me on the inside. We all have, you know, traumas and childhood wounds and have things to work on. Don't matter who you are and how perfect your life was growing up, we all have shit that we've gone through and that will continuously show up, whether it's in relationships or money traumas or mom and dad stuff, whatever it is, we all have it. And so for me, I know that if I want to reach new levels, if I want to really be confident in the woman that I am moving forward and lead the business that I really want to moving forward, I got to dive in deep in order to go up. I got to dig into the tough, the raw, the real, the gushy stuff. And I know, and I've already seen this in 1 month of trying to do this more, that bigger things and bigger results will happen for it. So this is a reminder to you too, that this might be something that you want to dive into and might even be holding you back right now. If you feel like you're being held back in whatever it is that you're being held back in, maybe it's an opportunity for you to look into why. And there might be something deeper that you need to dig into that's resurfacing, even subconsciously, that you're not aware of, that you could be working towards healing. So definitely another lesson for me. All right. People, these two kind of go hand in. Actually, these last three go hand in hand. So people are watching you. They're waiting. They're getting ready to pay you thousands of dollars to enter your world. So never stop believing it or knowing it. So just quickly remind it to yourself, even when you think people aren't watching you, I'm telling you they are. People are thinking, they are watching, they're waiting. And this for me is proven time and time again. The amount of women that have reached out to me recently that want to enter my world, that literally found me on social media and that have been following me for months and months and months, who are now just ready to sign up for something, has been unbelievable. And that's why I wrote it down, because I need to remind myself on the days where it's like, oh, it doesn't feel like it's working. No one's reached out to me in a while. What is the point of this? Like, blah, 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 blah. All of these narratives that we tell ourselves, that I tell myself on those days, this is why I have a reminder like this in my notes, is don't stop. Somebody is potentially on the crisp of buying your product, signing up for your program, joining your team, whatever your offer is, whatever it is that you sell, somebody could literally be on the cusp. So don't forget and show up for them powerfully, boldly. Get in your stories, post the content, send the email, you know, do the podcast collaboration, send the message to the dreamy person that you've been wanting to work, whatever it is, just do it, because you have no idea who's watching and who's waiting and who's just about to sign up. And then, all right, last two is, let them try to replicate you, your courses, your offers, your branding. There is only one you. No one works harder. No one moves faster. You are a damn force. And what makes you different is your damn superpower. So keep being different. Keep being you. Keep speaking. Whew, that was a doozy. I'm not going to dive into this one too much in terms of why, but this was a day where I felt like there was a significant more replication in my content, and then I, you know, there's always going to be people that replicate and duplicate. That's also a huge part of what I do as a mentor. I'm mentoring others on how they can learn from me and replicate it into their own business. The only difference is there's one thing replicating and taking inspiration from someone. There's a totally different thing when you're like literally stealing someone's branding, imagery, you know, word for word, graphics, quotes, photo shoots, whatever. And I just at this day felt like I was seeing a lot of duplication and replication that made me feel away. And I could have spiraled. I could have reached out. I could have made it mean something. And I almost did. And then I was like switched and said, no, don't you dare. Let them try to replicate you. Let them try. But good luck. And if somebody is, you know, copying something that you're doing, or you've had an idea and someone's trying to replicate it, because I know, especially in this online space with social media, where we're all kind of taking inspiration from each other, that's like a big piece of the game. And I'm very aware of that. But if you're feeling a certain way, I'm just going to say to you, blinders up. Okay, this is the last tip. They go hand in hand. Stay in your own lane above all else. Be so incredibly passionate about the things that you have going on that you don't have time or energy to pay attention to anything else, whether that's somebody replicating you, whether that's somebody doing better than you. You got to just stay in your own lane. Focus on you. When you do you, boo, that is when big business magic moving shit can happen. Okay? So now I have one more lesson, and I wasn't going to share it, but I think at this point I might have already announced. If not, you're hearing this exclusively on the podcast first before anyone else's. So without further ado, my last tip, my last lesson, my last motivation for myself and maybe for you is write the damn book. You have the story to tell. You have a story to tell, which means I am writing a book, and it's official. I signed a publishing deal on New Year's Eve, actually, of 2024 with a publishing company that had reached out. We had been going back and forth for months, actually, and the deal became official at the end of the last year. And so I have 12 months to write a book. And so this is one of my big announcements that I've been waiting to tell you. And I'm so excited about it. I'm scared shitless, I'm not gonna lie, which is why I have it written down here, because I had hemmed and hawed. So many limiting beliefs came up around this. Am I good enough? Who would ever read this? What story do I have to tell? But I'm doing it, and it's scary, and it's going to be a lot of work. It's a massive undertaking, a huge project, but I got one life to live. You have one life to live. If you want to write a book, do it. If you want to do anything, I want you to do it, because you have a story to tell. I have a story to tell. So keep your eyes open. 2025, I will be launching and releasing my very first book, and I'm going to take you along the way this year, every step of the way. Like I said, I have 12 months to do it, and each month I have a deadline, an objective to hit. So I will be taking you along the journey as I write this book, the process, the ups, the downs, the highs, the lows, because I know there's going to be many. But I'm so excited, and I'm so grateful for you to be here. If you're still listening to the episode and to being part of this journey, it means so much to me, and I can't wait to just share another piece of my heart, another piece of content with you. And yeah, I'll leave it at that. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I hope you liked and took value from some of these lessons that I've learned over the last few months. If you did, please take a screenshot of the episode, share it on social media, tag me at Ayla Sorachuk. It means so much to me. It helps the podcast more than you know. Okay, queen, have the best freaking day, the best week. I can't wait to see and hear and talk to you next week. Until then, take care, my love.